The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 33 through 35, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 3rd, 1973, in London, England.
If, however, you do not fight this religious war, then you will certainly incur sins for neglecting your duties, and thus lose your reputation as a fighter.
Tatchetyamimam dharmam sangramam na karishyasi tata sadharmam kittincha hityapapam avapsasi. So, imam dharmam, religious fight, just like even nowadays also, if the soldier disobeys the order of the commander, that soldier is shut down by martial law. Because to disobey the order of the commander is sinful. So, Krishna says, athat cittam imam dharmam sangramam na karishyasi. This fight is not ordinary fight. It is not the politician's fight. For the sake of religion, you must fight. And if you do not, then sadharmam, you are a kshatriya. Not only kshatriya, you are a very well-known fighter, you have been recognized by so many demigods. Arjuna got the Pashupat Astra. To test Arjuna's fighting capacity, sometimes Lord Shiva, when Arjuna was hunting in the forest, so, Lord Shiva also as a hunter, he appeared before him, and when a boar was killed by hunting, Lord Shiva claimed that I have done this killing. Arjuna said, no, I have done this. So there was controversy. Who will claim that killed animal? So Arjuna was claiming, and Lord Shiva as a hunter, he was also claiming. Then there was fight between Lord Shiva and Arjuna. So Lord Shiva was defeated. So he then disclosed his identity, that I am very much pleased that you are such a nice fighter. So he presented him one arrow, which is called Pashupat Astra. Similarly, sometimes fought with Indra, he gave him some astra weapon. This was the system, that is, kshatriya is presented with a kind of weapon. The brahmana is presented with Vedas. And so far Vaishyas and Shudras are concerned, they are not very important. So, Arjuna was recognized by Lord Shiva, by King Indra, many others also. So Krishna says that you have got recognition from big personalities. See, if you don't fight, then not only you shall be irreligious, but also you lose your reputation. Tata sadhanmam kittincha hitya papam avapsus. Papam means sin or sinful reaction. So it has to be just. When sometimes fighting is papam, means sinful activity, and sometimes fighting is punnam, pious activity, it requires the time, circumstances, on what ground the fighting was going on whose order the fighting was going on, these are to be studied. So, violence and non-violence, our great leader, Mahatma Gandhi, he wanted to prove from Bhagavad Gita non-violence. He started the non-violence movement and he wanted to support. Everyone takes advantage of Bhagavad Gita and tries to support his view on the strength of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, he'll find so many interpreters. Everyone wants to utilize. There are more than 600 publications, commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. One Dr. Rele in Bombay, he has interpreted Bhagavad Gita as talks between a physician and a patient. So these things are going on. But that is not Bhagavad Gita. That is Namnat Balat Jasahi Papa Buddhi. Namapara, 10 kinds of offenses. This is offense. Just like Namnat Balat Jasahi Papa Buddhi. We say, the Shastra says, that by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you become cleansed of your sinful activities. That's a fact. But if somebody thinks that I shall go on committing sinful activities and chant Hare Krishna mantra, so it will be adjusted, neutralized. This is the most sinful activity. Namnadbar, by the strength of chanting, committing sin. So similarly, on the strength of Bhagavad Gita, if one wants to pray with foolish philosophy, that is a great offense. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita cannot be interpreted by foolish commentators. It must be studied through the parampara system, acharya upasana. One must worship the acharya and learn from him what is Bhagavad Gita. Acharyavan purusha veda. This is the Vedic injunction. Who knows things as they are? Acharyavan purusha, one who is under the guidance of acharya. So you won't find this foolish non-violence theory from any acharya. Many acharyas have commented on Bhagavad Gita. The Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, even Shankaracharya, but never said that Bhagavad Gita is proof of non-violence. Non-violence is good. But when there is dharma-yuddha, righteous fighting, there is no question of non-violence. Violence is approved. Therefore Krishna says that tatasadharmam kirtincha. By neglecting your sadharma, your professional or occupational duty, and minimizing the importance of your recognition, kirti. Kirti jasya sajivati. Anyone who is reputed for his good activities, he lives forever. Kirti jasya sajivati. Bhaja sadhu samagamam. Tajo dujjana sangsargam bhaja sadhu samagamam. The Chanak Pandit also says, Kirti, so who lives forever? One who has got reputation for his, one who is famous for his good activities. So don't try to lose your reputation. You are a great fighter, recognized by so many authorities, and if you don't fight, then people will say, Now Arjuna is finished. He cannot anymore fight. So don't lose this reputation. Don't be deviated from your occupational duty as a kshatriya. If you do all these things, then papam avapsasi. You don't think that you will be a pious. Well, on the other hand, you will become impious. Papam avapsasi. Next verse.
People will always speak of your infamy, and for one who has been honored, dishonor is worse than death.
Akritim chāpi bhūtāni kathayishyanti te abhyāṁ sambhāpitasya chākritim maranāda dirichyati. Sambhāpitasya, one who is very reputed, famous man, if he does something wrong, then it was better to die before such infamy is grown. This is advice. Arjuna is famous as a great fighter. Not only that, he is personal friend of Krishna, so much so that Krishna has agreed to become his chariot driver. Just try to understand what is his position. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is worshipped by Lord Brahma, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami, he has agreed to drive the chariot of Arjuna on account of friendship. Now, we have to imagine how much famous he is. Everyone says, oh, Krishna is so intimate friend that he has agreed to drive his chariot. This is your reputation all over the world. So, sambhavitasya chakritim. And if you don't fight now, what people will say? Better you die. Krishna is advising that instead of becoming a very good man, non-violent, you lay down your life. That is my advice. You die. I shall see that you have died. I will be very much pleased. This is Krishna's advice. How much he has become, I would say, dissatisfied with the decision of Arjuna. Krishna, I am not going to fight this battle. So the Krishna's last advice is that if you don't fight, better you die before him, I shall be very much pleased. Then?
The great generals who have highly esteemed your name and fame will think that you have left the battlefield out of fear only, and thus they will consider you a coward.
Payadranadupuratam vangshanti pang maharataha jishan chatanga bahumatu bhutva jasya silalam. This spirit of kshatriya was prevalent even, say, 300 years ago in India. There was a king, Jashovanta Singh. He was the commander-in-chief of Emperor Aurangzeb. So, in one fight, he was defeated and came back to his home. So his wife heard that my husband has been defeated. He's coming back home. So he asked the caretaker to close the door of the palace. So when Jashovanta Singh came there, he saw that his palace door is closed. Then he sent message to the queen that, why you have closed the door? I have come home. So messenger came and informed that the king has come. So he's asking to open the door. The queen replied, who is king? Jashamanta Singh? No, no. Jashamanta Singh cannot come being defeated. Jashamanta Singh, either he conquers the battle or he lays down his body there, dead. So the man who has come, he must be somebody pretender. He is not King Jashamanta Singh. So she refused to open the door. This is the spirit of Kshatriya spirit. So here also the same thing, 5,000 years also ago. That Krishna says that you are so reputed a fighter, and if you stop fighting, people will not consider, especially other commander-in-chiefs like Dronacharya, Bhishma, Karna, they are Maharathas. Maharatha means one fighter who can combat with thousands of men alone. He is called Maharatha. As nowadays the titles are captain, commander, commander-in-chief. Similarly, formerly, Maharatha, Atiratha were the titles given to these soldiers, fighters. So Maharatha, the greatest commanders. So Krishna said that you are recognized one of the Maharathas. So what the other Maharathas will think of you? They will not consider that out of compassion you did not fight. They will think that out of fear you have left the battlefield. They will take the opposite. Bhayad ranadu puratam. Out of fear you have stopped fighting. Mangshanti tanga maharatha. So now you are recognized as one of the maharatha. Jisang chatang bohumako. You are known by various, his commander-in-chiefs. Bhutyajasasilam. In their eyes, you will be considered as degraded. Bhutyajasasilam. Why should you accept? Better fight and die. That's all right. Thank you.